Six Music.
Christmas on Six Music.
From 1 a.m, the best of BBC introducing. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC. That's who.
Is that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Shoe is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me? That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling, or could that be growling? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, oh me my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me your scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One beacon I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please, I pay to my knees. Say that's you, Santa Claus. That's him, all right.
Louis Armstrong. Is that you, Santa Claus? Uncle Satchmo. Whereas, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Happy Christmas, everyone. I'm pre-recording this show, but I would imagine by the time it goes out, 10 o'clock on Christmas Day, you'll all be stuffed full of good food, slightly hazy with the booze, maybe a torn paper crown sitting atop your head, something like that. The cat playing gleefully in a pile of second-hand wrapping paper. For those of you who've just got a DAB for Christmas and are tuning in for the first time, welcome. This is the time on a Sunday that my show always goes out, 10 till midnight, and let me tell you what's going to happen this week. I am, of course, going to be playing lots and lots of Christmas songs. We're very lucky that My Morning Jacket, Lanterns on the Lake, Scott Matthews, Sarah Beth Tusek, Josh Pearson and King Creosote and John Hopkins have all recorded Christmas songs especially for Six. We're a very loved station by the music fraternity. And some fantastic examples. We're going to hear My Morning Jacket in a minute with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And then throughout the rest of the show, I'll be punctuating the Christmas theme songs with new releases for the new year, stuff to look out for, stuff to look forward to. I'll be telling you half stories, half truths, and reminiscences of a Christmassy nature as we say goodbye to Christmas Day, eventually at the end of the show, for another year. Another criminal cover version will face the music in It Was Moida, this week a really famous Christmas song being slaughtered mercilessly. And the Beckopedia may well turn up and educate us, as always. For now, though, here's that My Morning Jacket tune, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, recorded especially for Six Music, the greatest music station ever to broadcast. Happy Christmas, y'all. You, y'all. Can you do that? Rubbish.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were near to us will be dear to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Well, that was a bit special, wasn't it? My Morning Jacket and their version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, specially recorded for Six Music. Thank you, chaps. The Walls are a band from Ireland, and Christmas a few years back, and then a few years back from that ago, Elbow were lucky enough to play the most beautiful little festival in Dingle, in Kerry. Dingle's a little tiny fishing village where every shop doubles as a pub, including the funeral parlour, I'm not kidding. There's a hardware store there called Foxy John's, and there's a hardware counter with pipes and bicycle parts and screws and nuts and bolts and nails and all that kind of thing. And then on the other side of the room, there's a little snug and a few beer pumps. A Guinness, of course, is the order of the day in that part of the world, which suits me down to the ground as it's my tipple. And you've actually played the festival in a tiny little medieval church, which can only fit about 30 or 40 people in it. And that tends to be the residents of the area that get priority. It's such a small church that they light it through the stained glass windows, the TV company that make Other Voices, which is the name of the festival. But a more Christmassy place you cannot find. I remember the first time we went, we're looking around, it's snowing, it's beautiful, everybody's really cheery. And we walked into the hotel lobby just as one of the staff was putting a fairy on top of an enormous tree. I was like, surely they've timed that for us. Anyway, while I was there one year, and it is wonderful, just as an example of the attitude of the local people, we had some lunch and then went up to the church to sound check. We had some lunch in a pub and we had a pint with our lunch. Went up to the church to sound check and the sound engineer got to his desk, Danny Evans, our lovely sound engineer, and the barmaid from the pub had followed him up the hill with his half-finished Guinness that he'd left in the pub. You forgot your pint and gave it to him. So that tells you all you need to know about Dingle. The last time we played there, I met Steve from The Walls, which are a great band. This is an instrumental from their album Birds in a Cage. Lots of love to you, sir. Merry Christmas to all of The Walls. Here's The Big Freeze. Thank you. instrumental was by The Walls. Not entirely typical of their music. Really great band though, go and check them out. That's called The Big Freeze and it's from an album called Birds in a Cage. Let's have another of the special Christmas songs recorded for this very station, this time by Lanterns on the Lake. And if you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that I love this lot. Here's their version of In the Bleak Midwinter. I love what they've done with the chords. Lanterns on the Lake and their special Six Music version of In the Bleak Midwinter. Beautiful. Thank you very much, chaps.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The best of Adam and Joe.
It's 5,000 light years from the Earth. It's a hot new star called Herschel 36.
They're 15 shows of 2011.
The hottest new star in the galaxy. There is actually a star out there that dwarfs Herschel 36.
Justin Bieber.
Squeezed into 3 glorious hours.
What do you do if you find a trumpet growing in your garden? A rootidoo.
Come on!
Maybe you shouldn't be letting me hang.
Imagine the most big toffee you ever saw is bigger than...
This is Adam and Joe here at Glastonbury.
And lo and behold, there's 60 million Black Squadron members.
The best of Adam and Joe. New Year's Eve morning from 10 on BBC Radio 6.
Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Song for Guy. Song for Guy is a part of the show. Genius title, isn't it? Can you guess what it is? I'm basically asking for recommendations from listeners. I've been doing it now for 4 or 5 years, and it's great. People get in touch with recommendations of songs, hopefully that I've not heard before. I want to be educated. Base your choices on what I play on the show and the music I make with my band Elbow, and send us a song for Guy. And now occasionally, somebody will recommend a song that they've not heard me play on the radio, and that's usually because, if it is something that I've played before, it's usually because they're a new listener, or maybe I haven't played it often enough for them to know that I'm a fan. This is the case with Emily Corrin, who's got in touch and recommended Bjork and Hidden Place. She says it's such a beautiful, delicate and intimate song about love, it gives me butterflies. I've been listening to a new album all week, but I think it's impossible to not remember such rich gems like this. Have a lovely day. Emily Corrin. Thank you so much, Emily. And I have to say that I do love this album. It's from Vespertine, which is one of my favourite albums ever, let alone by Bjork. And you're quite right, this is an amazing song. So despite it not being a recommendation, that a fresh recommendation, if you like, I'm going to play it anyway. The whole theme of this record, of Vespertine, it's very crystalline. There's lots of very glassy lyrics as well as sounds. And the whole thing, I think, is to do with Iceland, where Bjork's from, which is a desolate and cold but very beautiful place. Anyway, here it is. Thank you, Emily, for your Song for Guy recommendation. It's Hidden Place by the wonderful Bjork.
Thank you.
recommended by Emily Corrin. That was Bjork and Hidden Place. Timeless, effortlessly beautiful music. And you know, timeless, effortlessly beautiful music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim was written by John Lennon and Yoko Ono in 1971 and became a Yuletide classic, without which no Christmas mix would be complete. A gentle song of peace and idealism, it was cherished by generations, until it was mauled beyond recognition by the musical marauders. First, in a clear case of foul play, former footballer Glenn Hoddle kicked off the carnage with an Elvis meets the Mini Pops disaster, which, while not fatal, undoubtedly deserved a red card. Next, armed with a fearsome array of accents and backed by the full might of a concert orchestra, the three tenors attempted to rattle it to death with their violent vibrato voices. Thankfully, it managed to escape when they ran off in pursuit of the little drummer boy. Then, with pounding drums, growling guitars and screeching voices, German punks Die Rotten Rosen unleashed a terrifying torrent of nightmare noise that left it cowering in the corner and jumping at small sounds. But when mad scientist Morgan Fisher, alias Hybrid Kids, aided and abetted by Pinky and Perky's evil cousins, powered up the synthesizer and prepared to electrocute this former festive favourite, it was murder.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
A very merry Christmas, and a happy
so this is Christmas, the weak and for strong, the rich and the poor ones, the road is so long, and so happy Christmas, for black and for white, the yellow and red ones, let's stop all the fight.
No, stop it at once. That is appalling. Appalling.
Happy Christmas, Kyoko.
Happy Christmas, Julian.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas,
for black and for white, for yellow
As if I needed to tell you, that was John and Yoko, and Happy Christmas War is over. More moider next week. James Smith's been in touch. He says, hello, Guy, I hope you're well. I want to tell you about a style of songcraft which I adore. It's when an artist changes a song completely halfway through. I'm a big fan of this myself, James. A song in two parts. Good examples are Spiritualized, I Think I'm in Love, and the Arcade Fire, Wake Up. But my favourite, and the one you should play, is by Labby Siffrey, and the song, I Got The. Two massive hip-hop samples on it as well. Enjoy. Love, James Smith. Thank you, James. I do know this tune. In fact, I had a little look in my database, and this was recommended to me as a song for Guy's suggestion by somebody else 4 years ago. Time flies. But here he is again. This is Labby Siffrey, and I Got The. And see if you can spot the samples that James is talking about towards the end. Take it away.
Yeah.
There you go. No prizes for guessing what that was eventually used for. Probably made for more, much more famous by. Or who. Did that make any sense whatsoever? I never professed to be a professional DJ, did I? Labby Siffrey and I Got the Blues. It is Christmas Day, and it wouldn't be complete for me if I didn't hear Oscar Peterson at least four times during my Boxing Day party, which me and Emma have every year. It's this tune, it's God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Listen to those fingers. Oscar Peterson and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Isn't he marvellous? Scott Matthews is great as well. This is his version of River. It's a special recording for this very station, for this very day. It's his version of the Joni Mitchell song. I love this song to the point where when Rufus Wainwright, a couple of Christmases ago, asked me if I'd appear at the Royal Albert Hall. They do like a family charity Christmas bash some years. And it was at the Royal Albert Hall. The Wainwright McGarrigle clan pulled some strings. I met Boy George and I met, well, everybody. I met McCalls, I met McGarrigles. I met the very lovely Kate McGarrigle, who died shortly after that. She was a wonderful lady. And I had to rehearse this. I had to rehearse this song because it's the one I was singing on the night. Rufus, of course, had us all dressed as Victorian orphans, except with tinsel, which was, you know, so very Rufus. What did I look like? Well, I looked exactly like a dick. Anyway, I went out there and I sang my little heart out. But when I was rehearsing it in the room, I didn't realise that Kate was lying down and having a rest. She was very, very ill with cancer at the time. I didn't realise she was in the room. And I finished rehearsing the song and she told me it sounded beautiful, which is something I'll treasure forever. But this isn't my version, this is Scott Matthews' version, which between you and I is a little bit better than mine was. This is Joni Mitchell's River.
Coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. So I wish I had a river I could skate away on. It don't snow here, stays pretty green. Gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby cry. Tried hard to help me, you know she put me at ease. She loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. So hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I'm gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. I wish I had a river I could skate away. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby say goodbye. Coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away.
Scott Matthews and his version of River. Rufus and family, if you're listening, happy Christmas and lots of love. Duncan Cordy's been in touch with a song for Guy recommendation. He says, Guy, I love this song because of the musicality. Owen Pallett is such a great musician and he plays his violin in a really modern and pop way, which I think's great. The violin riff here is great and there's this swelling of the strings around the chorus part which really gets to me. Hope you like it, Duncan Cordy. Writes a very conversational email, does Duncan? I like that in a man. Here it is, here's Owen Pallett and Keep the Dog Quiet.
Body. this and this town too. I'll see you once in a while, but I can't be seen with you. This place is a narrative mess. The floor a tangle of bedsheets and buttocks and dress. The ink has dried in the well. The journey once was consequential. Now sequential, sequential.
Owen Pallett and Keep the Dog Quiet. Marvellous, dynamic, wonderful, beautiful tune. Thanks to Duncan Cordy for recommending it. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, or any witticisms or criticisms of the programme, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Things like, Guy, I'm giving back my DAB that I just got for Christmas off my son because your show's crap. You know, that won't get to me, don't bother. Guy, you're so handsome and chiselled and in the best band in the country. Of course that'll get to me. You know the kind of thing.
This week on Six Music, Steve Lamacq, the best interviews of 2011.
Welcome to Holly Harvey.
I really didn't feel confident enough as a writer to tackle enormous subjects like conflict in one's nation.
A band like The Specials needed to happen.
We had mass unemployment and I wanted to express something.
Hulk, join us. Were you all squeezed into the back of the van?
There'd be a mattress on top of the speakers and then you kind of wedged underneath the roof.
And cigarettes and cheap lager.
Yeah. Great days. Great days.
Steve Lamacq, the best interviews of 2011. Every night this week at 6.
6. Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Shall we hear a song associated with a maniac that you've probably heard about 10 times already this Christmas? I think we should. The Ronettes and Sleigh Ride.
Just see those sleigh bells jingling, ring, tingle, tingling too.
Whoa, whoa there. That's the Ronettes and Sleigh Ride, and I can't help but picture Phil Spector's hair when I hear anything that he was involved with these days, which is a shame, because he knew what he was doing back in the day. Actually, give yourself a treat and just Google Phil Spector's hair. You're going to have a good time with that one. Spector's spelt S-P-E-C-T-O-R. There you go. Have a look at that and have a little giggle to it. While we listen to this next beautiful song by my friend Josh T. Pearson, he's given it away as a free download. It's O Holy Night. It's a Christmas gift from Josh T. Pearson, and it's really beautiful. Thank you, sir.
Holy light, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
His name, all oppression
shall see sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raising all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore. Proclaim.
Put Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Seems an awful lot.
Pleasure Society and The Last of the Melting Snow. I think I'll play that every Christmas for the rest of my days. Love it very, very much. Dark Captain are a band that I wasn't formally aware of. I bet you any money they've probably had Christmas dinner with Mark Riley. Every time I say, hey, have you heard? He's already had them on the show. Anyway, I think this is marvellous. And Pete Turner, the bass player from Elbow, is going to receive a copy of their album, which I shall buy, everyone. Remember to buy your music. I'm going to buy it him because he'll love this. This is right up his boulevard. This is Dark Captain and it's called Right Way Round. That, of course you are. Dark Captain and Right Way Round, and that's out now. Watch them this year. I bet you any money they end up on the Park stage at Glastonbury a year and a half from now. Anyway, that's my prediction for the tip for the top. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you for just under an hour now. Absolutely loving the Christmas vibe. I am. I'm pre-recording this show, so it's not going out live, but I put the tree up today, which tells you how far in advance I'm making the programme. The cat's having great fun with it. It's only a young puss, is our Jocelyn, named after Jocelyn Bell Burnell, who discovered pulsars but wasn't credited with it. Her boss got the Nobel Prize, which is sad, isn't it? So we named a cat after her. Quite a good consolation prize, I don't think. I wanted to call the cat Radcliffe Swimming Baths, after a much overlooked public amenity that's just down the road here, and I would have got to say Radders when I wanted the cat to do something, but no, my missus got away and Jocelyn is. Anyway, so she loved the tree going up, she loved all the hubbub. We moved the table round, and that to her at such a young age was like the sky moving, or do you know what I mean, a mountain shifting. She was like, what's happening to the room? So yeah, confused the cat today with a Christmas tree and some furniture removal. Sarah Beth Tusek, I was going somewhere there, but I totally forgot what my point was. Sarah Beth Tusek has recorded a song for Six Music, a special Christmas number. Here is her version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and I hope you are.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Sarah Beth Tusek and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Shall we stay with amazing voices for a bit? This is a new one from My Brightest Diamond. I adore her voice. This is called Be Brave.
and feeling anger swell. And so I don my beaded dress and finger bells. Shh, now get to work. Shh, this is gone. Be brave, dear one. Be it changed, be undone. Be brave, dear one. Be it changed, be undone. Undone. It's so hard, it's so heavy to be hungry, to be happy. It's so light, it's so easy just to be.
My Brightest Diamond and Be Brave. Exquisite, beautiful vocal stylings there. She's amazing. On the other end of the spectrum, but just as wonderful, is the voice of my very good friend Richard Hawley. On the off chance that he's listening to the radio, because I know he does a lot with the family, happy Christmas, Rich, to you and all the crew. Lots of love, mate. I'm going to play the most Christmassy non-Christmas song you've ever heard. It's Cole's Corner by the very lovely Richard Hawley.
No smile, no flower. magic of life is flowing out over the rivers and on into dawn. Hold back the night from us. Cherish the light for us. Don't let the shadows hold back the dawn. Fill the air. Maybe there's someone waiting for me with a smile and a flower in her hair. I'm going downtown where there's people. My loneliness hangs in the air.
Richard Hawley and Cole's Corner. Beautiful.
This December, Six Music loves vinyl.
You're listening to Vinyl Revival with me, Pete Pavides.
A strictly vinyl-only show.
Went to a really good record shop in San Francisco and I recommended this song to Joe that he found. Then I really regretted letting him buy a copy of it, so I looked for it for the next 10 years.
With Hot Chip, Brian Adams, Young Knives, C6 Steve and John Sim.
Plus, I'll be exploring the record collections of Wild Beasts, Edwin Collins and Bernard Butler.
You think about vinyl, I think it sort of symbolises, I think, an honesty. Really, it's the production values which really shine on vinyl.
Vinyl Revival continues this Monday to Thursday night from 7.
Yours, BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Here's a new one on me, but I absolutely love it. Believers came out at the end of November, so you can go and buy it now in the shops or order it on Amazon or however you get your music, as long as you pay for it. This is A.A. Bondi and the song's called Down in the Fire.
Thank you.
A.A. Bondi and Down in the Fire. That's from the album Believers. If you want to know which one to buy, go get them, go get them. So earlier in the programme, we heard from Louis Armstrong. Then a bit later on, we heard from Oscar Peterson. So who's the next logical step? Ella Fitzgerald. This is called The Christmas Song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
Ella and The Christmas Song. I'm going to dedicate this one to my sister Boop because I love her very, very much, and Christmas isn't her favourite time of year, do you know what I mean? But I know she loves this song because she used to play it to me when I was a kid. It's by Genesis. It's from the album And Then There Were Three, and I won't have Phil Collins here at Genesis slagged off because there's some gems there. I must admit they sort of left me eventually, taste-wise, but there's some great ones, including this one. This is for our Boop. Lots of love and happy Christmas. This is Snowman.
Children's delight that arrived overnight. Here they come to play the magic game, carving names upon your frozen hand.
sees the pain with surprise as it smiles your cries.
Genesis and Snowman, for all my sister and all my family, my brother and everyone, lots of love and happy Christmas. Breaking further with the Christmas theme but still remaining relevant to the season, I'm now going to play quite a dark tale which makes me laugh and my sweetheart Emma Jane cry. Here is the Handsome Family with The Blizzard.
There's a blizzard coming on. How I'm wishing I was home. For my pony's lame and he can hardly stand. Listen to that norther sigh. If we don't get home, we'll die. But it's only 7 miles to Marianne. It's only 7 miles to Mary Ann. You can bet we're on her mind, 'cause it's nearly supper time. And I'll bet there's hot biscuits in the pan. Lord, my hands feel like they're froze, and there's a numbness in my toes. But it's only 5 more miles to Mary Ann. It's only 5 more miles had winds howling, it seems, mighty like a woman screams. And we'd best be moving faster if we can. Dan, just think about that barn with that hay so soft and warm. For it's only 3 more miles to Marianne. It's only 3 more miles to Marianne. Dan, get up, you ornery cuss. Oh, you'll be the death of us. I'm so weary, but I'll help you if I can. All right, Dan, perhaps it's best if we stop a while and rest. For it's still 100 yards to Marianne. It's still 100 yards to Marianne. Late that night, the storm was gone. They found him there at dawn. He'd have made it, but he just couldn't leave old Dan. Yes, they found him there on the plains, with his hands froze to the rain. He was just 100 yards from Marianne. He was just 100 yards from Marianne.
It's all right, hon. It's a fictitious horse and a fictitious man and a fictitious Marianne. That was a Handsome Family with their version of The Blizzard. I'm dedicating it to my sweetheart, Emma Jane. Happy Christmas, love. Another tune from some of the most amazing musicians in the country who've all got together and offered Six Music a Christmas special. It's King Creosote and John Hopkins. When I say Christmas special, I immediately pictured Val Dunikin. Sorry about that. Here's King Creosote and John Hopkins, who were fellow Mercury nominees this year, very proud to say, and also a right good pair of lads, a right good laugh. Very, very nice to meet them. And this is called I Saw Three Ships. You know the song, don't you? It's their version. Happy Christmas, folks.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what was in those ships, all three, on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? What was in those ships, all three, on Christmas Day in the morning? The Virgin Mary and Christ were there on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. The Virgin Mary and Christ were there on Christmas Day in the morning. Oh, whither sailed those ships, all three, on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? Pray, whither sailed those ships, all three, on Christmas Day in the morning? Well, they sailed in to Bethlehem on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Well, they sailed in to Bethlehem on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the bells on earth shall ring shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning. Then let us all rejoice again on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Then let us all rejoice again on Christmas Day in the morning.
Happy Christmas!
King Creosote, John Hopkins, and I Saw Three Ships. And that's rounding up all the Christmas specials for Six Music. We've still got time for another couple of tunes before I end the programme. I am overjoyed to say that Charlene Soraya has re-released this next song. Have a listen to the noise that her voice makes right at the beginning. It's just beautiful. It's from the album Moonchild, which is out now. Get a pen and write this down. Charlene Soraya. And you're spelling it Soraya, S-O-R-A-I-A. The album's called Moonchild, and this exquisite piece is called When We Were Five.
To who?
told you. One more time, Charlene Soraya, S-O-R-A-I-A, from the album Moonchild, and it's called When We Were Five. Go get it and buy it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The best of Adam and Joe.
It's 5,000 light years from the Earth. It's a hot new star called Herschel 36.
There are 15 shows of 2011.
The hottest new star in the galaxy. There is actually a star out there that dwarfs Herschel 36.
Justin Bieber.
Squeezed into 3 glorious hours.
What do you do if you find a trumpet growing in your garden? A rootie-doo.
Come on!
Maybe you shouldn't really.
Imagine the most big toffee you ever saw is bigger than...
This is Adam and Joe here at Glastonbury.
And lo and behold, there's 60 million Black Squadron members.
The best of Adam and Joe. New Year's Eve morning from 10 on BBC Radio 6.
Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
This next tune is also a new one. This came out at the beginning of December. It's called Lonely Day. Sorry, it's by Lonely Day, and it's called My Heart. It's very sweet.
My heart, what have I done to you? Sadness, no disappointments. If I want to own you, if I want what's yours. If I always want to own you, no sadness, no disappointments, no tired.
Lonely Day and My Heart. Great, eh? I'm going to finish this Christmas special at the very end of this Christmas day with the most the most exciting piece of Christmas music I can think of. I have this in my head when I'm running around in the cold, trying to sort out things, trying to sort out Christmas. Me and Pete Jobson from I Am Clue on Christmas Eve every year wait till the very last minute and get everybody's ideas out of the pub for what they've bought their loved ones, friends and family. And then we hit the shops. There's never anyone there, by the way. Everyone thinks, oh, Christmas Eve, it'll be battered. It is in the morning. Round about 3 o'clock, get out there. It's dead as a dodo. You can get your shopping with no hassle. But you have to move quickly is the only thing. So I've always got this next piece of music in my head. It's by Prokofiev, who had a shocking life. I mean, very successful musically and everything, but Stalin had a horrible grip on his life. I won't go into it. It's just way too miserable. And the cruelest irony of all being that when, after living his life according to Stalin's rules, Stalin had the bad taste to die on the same day as Prokofiev. So because of the huge funeral procession that Stalin received, you couldn't get Prokofiev's body where it needed to go. And there were no flowers at his funeral because they were all at bleeding Uncle Joe's. Anyway, let's forget the sadness and remember the passion in the heart of the man and the love he had and the skill he had for music. And this is for you, Prokofiev. This is from Lieutenant KJ. You'll all know this piece of music anyway, but it's my favourite piece of Christmas music. Here we go. Some Christmas madness courtesy of Prokofiev from the Lieutenant KJ suite. I love it. That's all we have time for another Christmas. Thank you very much to Michelle and Peter and the Beckopedia and Ian and Boz and everybody who's helped me put the show together at the BBC this week. Thanks for your Song for Guy recommendations. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Boxing Day.
Weeks music.
From One, BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
Hold tight, it's round about midnight, and this, my good people, is Culture Clash Radio. Tonight, another bass-heavy selection, but this time we're talking dubstep and some tunes that have caught my ear over the last few years. We're talking The Widdler, James Blake, Mala, Titus 12, Burial, and Horsepower Productions, to name just a few. But for the next 60 minutes to make any sense, you're going to have to push your player to the limit, because you've got to feel the bass. So let's get to it with Magnetic Man's The Bug.
Lunacy.